This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection. Welcome to episode 139 of A Sonic Youth. This week is all about Angus Stone's psychedelic indie band Dope Lemon. That opening track was the intense sitar-y psych of Honey Bones from the Dope Lemon album of the same name. Before we look into Dope Lemon further, here's another track from Honey Bones. It's my second favourite behind the much more popular Stonecutters. Here's Coyote. Listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Dope Lemon with Coyote. Dope Lemon is the moniker Angus Stone has been recording under since the debut album Honey Bones in 2016. Angus was born to folk musician parents in Sydney in 1986. He has two older sisters, Catherine and Julia Stone. Angus's first voyage into music was in his school band, along with his sisters and his father, the music teacher. Apparently, he mostly played trombone at this stage. When he was around high school age, Angus's sister Julia went on a trip to South America with her then-boyfriend not long after their parents had divorced. That trip began tumultuously when Julia broke up with that boyfriend, and after Angus joined her in Chile and Bolivia, Julia travelled for several more months and then returned home to live with her brother. It was in Bolivia that Angus started showing his guitar-based songs to his sister, and she was taken aback by the quality of his writing and encouraged him to perform live. In the mid-noughties, Julia accompanied Angus to the open mic nights he was playing, and they eventually formed the duo Angus and Julia Stone in 2006. And they found huge success with their poppy alt-folk and the balance found in the blend of Angus's smoky voice and Julia's more contemporary female indie folk voice. The duo's first two albums, 2007's A Book Like This and 2010's Down the Way, were, in Australia, certified platinum and 3x platinum, respectively. Throughout 2011, they worked on a third album, but later shelved it after both parties expressed their interest to work on their own solo careers. Not that this was too much of a change. Their first two albums consisted of 6 songs each that they wrote pretty much separately of each other. By this time, Angus had already released his debut solo album, Smoking Gun, released under the moniker Lady of the Sunshine. The leading track from that album, Big Jet Plane, was re-recorded for the 2011 Angus and Julia Stone album, and has since become their most popular song by some distance. In 2012, this time under his birth name, Angus released his second album, Broken Brights. In 2014, the brother-sister duo sprang into life again, and began recording their self-titled third album. That record was recorded in Malibu, with legendary producer Rick Rubin, who heaped praise on the two musicians. That album once again was hugely successful, especially in Australia, France, and here in New Zealand. 2016 was the first emergence of the Dope Lemon name, as Angus began working on the album Honeybones. And that name? Well, Angus said this about it. Quote, "The songs were a little bit more trippy, and I guess it's because we were all tripping out a bit ourselves. There was a bit of lemons going around, you could say." End quote. Honeybones remains my favourite Dope Lemon record, because it's the most hazed out and psychedelic one, yet it still maintains those pop sensibilities. Like in this next track, with its hip-hop-esque beat, here's The Way You Do. I don't see you around. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Dope Lemon with The Way You Do. While Dope Lemon's work, especially his early stuff, is very much stoned indie, that's not to say everything completely fits under that tag. His newer albums, like 2022's Rose Pink Cadillac and 23's Kemo Sabe, are definitely a bit poppier. The former has more experimenting on it, and the latter has more surfy indie rock influence. Check the back catalogue of A Sonic Youth shows for more episodes on those records. But for the example of the first Dope Lemon album, Stone breaks through the herbal haze with an indie rock banger. The first single from Honeybones, and the album's second track, Uptown Folks, is an incredible piece of earworm indie.
We are really here till we found a way.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Dope Lemon bringing us back to the garden with Uptown Folks. In 2017, Stone, under Dope Lemon, released the awesome EP Houndstooth. The most interesting track from that record is Home Soon. It samples the acid funk song Stories from the Belgium-based Latin soul musicians The Chukka Cars. Dope Lemon's second album, Smooth Big Cat, was released in 2019. This one's especially stoned out, with these shimmery songs with connecting lyrical themes of a dark and hazy bar scene and a beautiful woman dancing all cheeky. I played my favourite song from Smooth Big Cat, Give Me Honey, at the end of the last episode. I recommend a listen to the full album to truly appreciate its brilliance and the way the songs are linked together. But here's another favourite track. This is Hey You. Hey You from Dope Lemon. So that's a summary of the formation and early releases from Dope Lemon. I also highly recommend the later Dope Lemon records and the episodes of A Sonic Youth I did about them. I also recommend checking out the Dope Lemon Live at Brixton Academy video on YouTube. That's where you'll see how, for lack of a better term, cool Angus and his bandmates are, and the awesome backdrop imagery of their live show. That video also shows they can recreate this sound perfectly while playing live. Dope Lemon also has some really cool music videos, especially from the pre-release singles from the album Kimo Sabe. I just love the art style of the band's album covers and their merch. In fact, while writing this episode, I ordered a Dope Lemon t-shirt and stickers and an air freshener brandishing their hazed out lemon logo. Right, that's my piece. Let's close out the show with a final Dope Lemon track. This is another favourite from Smooth Big Cat, the second song on the album following the track we just heard. Here's Salt and Pepper. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.